T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Here we are, jumping off in our fourth and final hour of Sports Talk here on WWLAMFM.com and in the Odyssey app. Our Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text lines are open at 504-260-1870. Charlie Long at Master Control, fielding your calls on those Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text lines. LSU and Kentucky tonight after Vanderbilt and Tennessee, and Tennessee is almost there, Charlie. 6-0 over Vanderbilt.
We're getting there.
They're
step
almost
by step.
There for the 10-run rule.
Yeah,
they're coming to bat. They're coming to bat this inning. This is the top of the fourth, I believe, or excuse me, bottom of the fourth. It should be 6-0. They lead over Vanderbilt. So hit a grand slam here, and hold them on defense for another couple innings, and LSU will get to play Kentucky a little early. You know what's been on my mind? You remember how Major League Baseball pulled the All-Star game from Atlanta last year?
Yeah.
And it, because of the voting rights laws that were passed? Well, you just had record turnout in those primaries. So where is the voter suppression? And then shouldn't the MLB apologize to Georgia and Atlanta for pulling it out when those laws that they claimed they supported, or they did not support, didn't impact turnout?
The MLB shooting itself in the foot?
The MLB is always shooting themselves
in the
foot.
No, that's not like them. Yeah.
Yeah, they're always doing that. But, you know, how'd it go? And, oh, by the way, I loved karma, like the Braves winning it last year.
I did not love that as an Astros fan, but, you know.
Well, I hear you, but just the karma, the fact that they took the All-Star game away and the Braves win the World Series. I don't know if I agree with Shaq on this. He claims that professional gamers are athletes. No, they're not. There's no way. They're gamers. They're not athletes. Come on, Shaq, they're nowhere near your athleticism. They're not gamers are not athletes. But anyway, I just wanted to get that off my chest about the MLB. I think they should apologize for pulling the All-Star game out of Georgia.
If they're going to, they would have gotten
done. What'd you say, Charlie?
I said if they're going to, they would have gotten it done by now. But
they're not going to apologize.
Yeah, they're not going to.
There's no chance they're going to apologize. That would be an admission that they were wrong. And, of course, they're not going to admit that. No way. No, sir, no how. Neither will the NFL or NBA, for that matter. In particular, the NBA. And Steve Kerr is all up in arms. And oh, boy. Steve Kerr is an emotional mess. Because he once advocated for police to be out of schools. Now he's advocating for them to be back in schools. Steve, just pick a side. Stay with it. I'll waffle back and forth. It's terrible. We learned the timeline today of the shooter in Uvalde, Texas, and the news is starting to spill out, and apparently he walked around the school grounds for 12 minutes before entering through an unlocked door. Just terrible. Every time you see this, as a parent, man, it makes you shudder. It's your worst nightmare. And I know, oh, Christian, get back to sports. I will. But this merits a little conversation. Because, like, I tweeted it the other day. So all these politicians, now, I'm not talking about left or right, but all these politicians are armed with security, with armed security. They have armed security around them all the time. But yet we can't protect our kids? Huh? doesn't make any sense. We got it backwards a little bit. Hopefully we can fix that. In particular, this horrific event in Uvalde, Texas. Just devastating. That community will take a long, long time to heal. It just will. And the information is starting to come out. I'm glued to it because I'm a father. I have kids in school. And so this hits home for a lot of parents and grandparents, aunts and uncles. And your heart breaks for that community and those moms and dads. It's your worst nightmare as a parent. Bury your children. One of your children. All right, we'll step away and come back. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
One of my favorite bands, ZZ Top, bringing this back here on Sports Talk. 7-0 now, Tennessee over Vanderbilt in the SEC tournament. That's a good thing for LSU if you want to play before bedtime. For LSU. Mr. T and Slidell is on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text lines. Go ahead, Mr. T. You're on WWL.
Hey, how you doing, sir?
I'm good.
Good. I just wanted to make a point about two points, actually, about the Lakers and Colin Kaepernick. First one is the Lakers probably won't find another head coach until LeBron okays it.
Yep.
And the second one is that, you know, after watching the news the other day and seeing Colin Kaepernick go through the workouts, he looked good. And I said,
that workout wasn't from the one with the Raiders. That was stock footage.
Well, what I'm saying is, that's not the issue with Colin Kaepernick. I believe he's still a pretty decent, him being a decent quarterback, going through the reps and still knowing how to play balls and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. He's been working out since he's been out of football, which was 2016, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, I think it was 2016. So he's been steadily practicing and taking care of his body, you know, and making sure he's mentally sharp and physically sharp if somebody decides to pick him up. The issue is going to be is whether or not when they play that national anthem, will he take a knee or is he going to stand?
Well, he hasn't been signed yet by the Raiders.
Right, that's right. Right, he hasn't been signed, but they did entertain him with a workout, I think, right?
They did?
They did. They entertained him with a workout, but they hadn't signed him yet. So,
what do you think he should do if he gets signed? If he gets signed, should he stand or kneel?
Well, I think that's going to be the sticking point before they sign him. Because if not, then all the other owners, the only 31 owners, are going to be up in arms with the Raiders for allowing this to go on when they basically had him out of the league. I think he should get another chance, but I think
why should he get another chance?
Be the sticking point,
Mr. T. Why should he get another chance?
Well, I think he deserves it. You know, I don't think he did anything that would warrant him being kicked out of the NFL. Now, if you wanted to find him,
he wasn't kicked out of the NFL. He sued the NFL, by the way.
Right, I understand all of that. I understand.
Do you know
all
his,
that,
the last year he played? The last year he played. Do you know his completion percentage?
No, I do not, sir.
59% passer in the NFL. Mm-hmm. That's garbage. That's garbage. That's Tim Tebow.
Yeah.
That's Tim Tebow. For his career, he's a 59% completion percentage.
Right.
That's garbage. That's not good.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know like I know that can change.
He can go to the Raiders. I don't agree with that.
He could be a 79% passer.
Nope. It doesn't work like that. You're either accurate or you're not. Look, I sit across from a guy who played quarterback in the NFL, and he tells you all the time, as a quarterback, you can't teach and drastically improve your completion percentage.
Okay.
Anything else?
Well, if they give him a shot, then we'll see.
It'll be a question of whether they give him a shot or not.
Right.
He got beat out by Blaine Gabbert. Everybody wants to talk about how he knelt for the anthem and that led to his ouster. He got beat out by Blaine Gabbert. He wasn't playing well.
Yeah, well, that's pretty bad if you got beat out by Blaine Gabbert.
Yeah. So everybody wants to make it about, oh, the NFL had a hard time with his kneeling. Yeah, fans did. I'm sure owners didn't like it. But the bottom line is, if he was kneeling for the national anthem and completing 73% of his passes, he'd still be in the league. He would still be in the league. What is the one thing we've learned about the NFL? If for the ultra talented, they're going to bend the rules. They'll tolerate a lot. But when you're not ultra talented and you do that, it makes teams go, is it worth the heat? At 59% completion, it's not worth the heat. You get beat out by Blaine Gabbert. People forget about that all the time, talking about Colin Kaepernick. Oh, he blackballed. Oh, he was so – he's been mistreated. 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 He settled a lawsuit with the NFL. Nike pays him ridiculous amounts of money to be an activist. Mistreated. How about he didn't play very well? How about he's not very good? Let's stop sugarcoating it. Bill and Slidell, what's going on, Bill? You're on WWL.
Hey, how you doing this evening? I want to talk about the wide receivers, and I'm on a bunch of tight ends in that as well for the Saints, everything. So hopefully, and we anticipate that Mike's going to be back healthy, hopefully for the beginning of the season. So if that's the case, as far as wide receivers making the active roster, you thinking five or six potentially, especially with the situation with the tight ends being a little bit up in the air, not knowing quite who we're going to have there. What do you think?
I'm not trying to dodge your question, but under Sean, he's kept both, five, six, depending on what they can do.
Mm-hmm.
Dennis might have a different approach. I'm really leery about roster projections, but I think – if you go back and look at it, and here we are in May, trying to project your roster, but I'll play the game with you. Mike Thomas is on the roster, right? Jarvis Landry, Chris Olave, Marquez Callaway. Those are your top four, right? Traquan, Deontay, but Deontay's more versatile than Traquan because he can return punts and kicks.
Mm-hmm.
So there's your five. So are you occupying another roster spot for Traquan Smith? No. So I think it's five at the end of the day.
How about this? What do you think about this as a wild card? And, of course, you know, we know the history with the Saints. Like, granted, it's with Sean mostly, but we know the history of the Saints with the free agents and everything. Say, for instance, and we won't know until training camp, obviously. Say Traquan, Marquez, and make sure I'm pronouncing the name right. A gentleman from Nicholas State. Deshaun, right?
Deshaun Dixon.
Okay. Okay. So if all three of those, when it's all said and done, are about the same and everything. My thinking is you may go with the younger guy if Traquan doesn't show that he can stay healthy and maybe justify the contract. That might be a budget thing. Or
they're both on NFL minimum wage. They're both. I mean, Deshaun Dixon's cheaper than Traquan.
Yep.
A little bit. Yeah. I mean, then, we're talking about. We're not talking about a lot of money.
Okay. And then lastly about the tight ends, and I'll let you go and everything. So obviously, you know, Taysom, at least at this point, is going to be the hybrid of a number of things, of course, and everything. Troutman, you would hope this is the year that he actually steps up and everything. And after that, I've been hearing a lot about this rookie, the free agent that might have a chance.
Kroll.
And that's mainly a blocker. And then beyond that, and Johnson, you know, he's a converted tight end. So I'm thinking three and maybe one spot for three or four of those one guys, possibly, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I think they keep three tight ends.
Okay, cool. Awesome. You have a nice evening. Talk to you later.
All right, you too. I think they keep three tight ends. Uh-oh, Vanderbilt got on the board. Tennessee's changing
solo
pitchers.
Shot.
7-1 on a solo shot.
Dented
by
the outfield.
Vanderbilt. 7-1. Tennessee leads over Vanderbilt, but we're pulling for that 10-run rule, the mercy rule. And hopefully LSU will get to play early, earlier than expected. Because right now, if this game goes the full nine, LSU might not get underway until about 9:45, 10 o'clock. I'm in, though. I'm staying up. Charlie, are you in? Are you staying up for it or what?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, well, you're young. You can do that stuff. It's harder for me. I'm used to going to bed by 9:30, 10 o'clock.
I'm not against some late night baseball.
Isn't it? How old are you, Charlie, once again?
24.
Okay, when you're 24, you could pull all-nighters with no problem, right? I used to do it all the time. I could stay up all night, get a couple hours sleep, and be good. Wait till you get to be 44. It's a little harder, a lot harder.
Just having something to have on the TV late at night, even if you're doing nothing, having a nice baseball game on. I'm not against that.
No, I'm probably going to end up falling asleep. I'd be willing to bet right now I'm not going to finish the game. I'll watch it. I'll get through, first pitch. But if it starts at 10, you're talking about watching baseball after midnight. I'll be fast asleep. I can't make it. I'm soft now in my older age. I don't consider myself old at 44 by any means. I'm not 24. I could do that stuff when I'm 24. I require a certain amount of sleep these days. All right, so Greg dropped. We got a couple lines open at 504-260-1870. A lot of conversation around Raiders and working out Colin Kaepernick. No news yet as if they've signed the quarterback out of Nevada and hasn't played since 2016. Isn't it funny how – who was it earlier? Mr. T was kind of making a case for Colin Kaepernick, Charlie, and then I hit him with a completion percentage. He was like, ooh, that's not good. And then I hit him with Blaine Gabbert, and he's like, oh, yeah, it's definitely not good to get beat out by Blaine Gabbert.
Yeah, if you look at Kaepernick's numbers for his career, I mean, it's all hovering around 60% for each year that he was a quarterback in the NFL.
Look up what Taysom Hill is. Look up what Taysom Hill is for his career. And Taysom Hill just had his position changed. Think about that.
Look, to your point earlier, the only player that I think I can think of off the top of my head that had a ridiculous jump from completion percentage recently was Josh Allen.
Yes.
Josh Allen was a guy that before Stephon Diggs came into the picture, he was sub 60%, first year with Diggs, he jumps all the way up to 70%. So
yes, but if you go back and look
talent.
At, yeah, and they changed his arm slot from college. They changed his mechanics a little bit. He had this big old powerful arm. He didn't know what touch was. So he's gotten better. So you're right. That's a good example of a guy that went from a poor completion percentage to a really good completion percentage. But he's the few and far between.
Brian Daboll had a lot to do with that. He just totally turned that dude around. And now Josh Allen's thought of as one of the, if not the best quarterback in the NFL by many. So
I'm a big fan of Josh Allen.
He's a stud.
Man. He is something else to watch. And you know, I think he's this generation's John Elway. He's this generation's John Elway. Can throw it a country mile. Throws it hard. He's mobile. Tough linebacker mentality. He's John Elway. I'm not saying he's going to be as good as John Elway, but he reminds me a lot of John Elway and the way he plays, his mentality, arm strength. I mean, John Elway, I remember watching him growing up, and my goodness, what a stud he was. Our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text lines are open at 504-260-1870. 7-1 now for Tennessee over Vanderbilt. Now, I was going back and looking at Tony Vitello, the head coach at Tennessee. Who did he learn under? Well, Dave Van Horn at Arkansas, who's a master recruiter. Go back and look at the last 3 years of Tennessee baseball. 15-2 during the COVID-shortened season. 15-2. 50-18 in 2021, made a College World Series appearance, won the SEC East. 20-10 in the conference. Oh, I could do better than that. This year, 25-5 in the SEC. 49-7 overall. You better watch out for Tennessee. They've got staying power. They're not going anywhere. His first year in Tennessee, 12-18 in the SEC. 29-27 overall. Made a big leap overall in 2019. They made an NCAA regional. Finished third in the East. They were 14-16 in the conference, and then it's been them and everybody else after that. 45-15 over the last two seasons in the conference. I'm gonna say that again. Tennessee is 45-15 in the SEC over the last 2 years. Right now, if you throw in the 14-16 and 12-18 seasons in the SEC, Tennessee is 71-49, a 592 winning percentage. Charlie, do the math on that. 45-15, the winning percentage, if you can. Do the winning percentage of that, those two, 45-15 in the SEC over the last two
75%?
Seasons. 75%. 75%. They've won 75% of their SEC games and look to be on their way to another SEC victory tonight over Vanderbilt. They lead in the bottom of the fifth inning 7-1. Man, Tennessee baseball. You think about them in football, right? Now they're a baseball power. They are a baseball power. And you wonder why Vanderbilt might have slipped this year and maybe years to come. Tennessee is the reason. All right, we'll step away and come back. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
That's a tater. Tennessee back on top. And expanding their lead, getting the run back. 8-1 on a solo job. Bottom of the fifth inning, they lead Vanderbilt 8-1. On our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text lines, let's see. We just lost Greg in New Orleans. LSU will play tonight, we hope. We say that because it's been a wild roller coaster ride. LSU was supposed to play last night, this morning, this afternoon, now tonight. But they're going to play after Tennessee and Vanderbilt. We're hoping for a Tennessee 10-run rule like Texas A&M did over Florida. Charlie Long and Master Control, anything on the text line?
Yeah, we got a couple. We were talking about Josh Allen earlier, and someone texted in and said, KG, Josh Allen is so good that he got pulled during the fourth quarter due to a 4-score lead. That caused you to lose a fantasy game to me 2 years ago. Brian in Mid-City.
Yeah, thanks, Brian in Mid-City, for reminding me that. Yeah, look, if you look at the young guns, right, we'll call them young guns. Oh, can't say guns these days. If you look at the young quarterbacks that are in the NFL, they're all in the AFC.
Thank God.
Justin Herbert, Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen. I'm missing one, I feel
like.
You're
missing the LSU golden boy, Christian. Come on now.
Joe Burrow. Yeah. Opposed to the NFC, it's more of an older guard, right? Established Grizzly vets. Aaron Rodgers topping the list there. Matthew Stafford. Who else?
Brady.
Oh, in the AFC, I forgot about Mac Jones. I'm a believer in Mac Jones. I believe in Mac Jones. But it's way top-heavy in the AFC with young signal callers than in the NFC. And NFC, how could I forget the GOAT, right? Tom Brady's in that mix. Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Matthew Stafford. Deshaun Watson also in the AFC. Forgot about him. So it's top-heavy over there in the AFC. That's why you feel better about the Saints' chances in the NFC. The path doesn't look as daunting. Green Bay isn't as good as they were last year. Look what they've lost this offseason. And I think that Aaron Rodgers is certainly one of the best to ever play, but he's going to be hard-pressed to make some plays this year. How good are the Raiders? How good is Derek Carr? Where does he rank in the AFC quarterback hierarchy? And then you got Ryan Tannehill, who vomited all over his shoes in the postseason. Like Tennessee, come on. They sacked Joe Burrow, what, 8 times against the Bengals?
Yeah, it was either 8 or 9. And Simmons had like 3 by himself.
Yeah, I think it was 9, actually.
Jeffrey Simmons, that beast of the defensive tackle that they got up front.
Yeah, but – and you still lost the game because your quarterback isn't very good. I don't know why Tennessee did not get all in on the Deshaun Watson sweepstakes. I don't understand it. Well, I do. I guess the moral part of it played a factor for them. And by the way, have you read some of the victims, the alleged victims' statements about what went down during these massages? And some are quick to write them off as, that's harmless. No, it's not. Go read them. It's not harmless. And now it's civil. It's not criminal. So different burden of proof and different offenses. But it's not all that. Look, I can't get into the details. It's not as innocent as maybe some people are making it out to be, is the best way to put it. Our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text lines are open at 504-260-1870. By the way, you heard me talking about Tennessee, 45-15 in their last 2 seasons in the SEC. Tony Vitello isn't going anywhere. He's a young dude. He's 43 years old. And I think that played a factor as to why Jay Johnson got hired at LSU. I think his age, you can't discriminate. No, you can't go by age, and when you're hiring somebody, you can't make it public that you are. But privately, that's a factor. You want a guy that's going to be there for 20, 25 years. Vitello's going to be in Tennessee until he's 65. At least, unless, look, his alma mater is Missouri, but you can't win at Missouri in baseball. I say that, but here he is winning at Tennessee. But for Jay Johnson and LSU, you wanted a guy. If you're Scott Woodward, you wanted a guy that is going to be there potentially for 20, 25 years. Jay Johnson's 44 years old. And I'm a big fan of Jay Johnson. I was on the higher. I was since then. It's a four-game improvement. And the positive from where they were last year, the 13-17 in the SEC, 17 and 13 in the SEC this year. With a pitching staff that was pretty bare, left by Paul Maneri in a previous regime. And you guys know how I feel about Paul Maneri. But I think Jay Johnson, in time, is going to be, it's going to be between him and Tony Vitello at Tennessee. I really believe that. Now, Dave Van Horn at Arkansas, great coach. But I think LSU is going to rival Tennessee in the next couple of years. He's going to be able to recruit. Give him time. Give him time. But, man, you got to like it if you're a Volunteer fan. You're not as good at football. You got this baseball thing down. You're about to win a national championship, I think, this year. 8-1, bottom of the fifth inning. We're pulling for a 10-run rule, a mercy rule. Two outs, runners at first and second. Tennessee is currently at the plate, and they've been mashing all, really all season long. What the only series loss they had this year was from Kentucky, who's about to play LSU, by the way, tonight in Hoover, Alabama. The weather is pushed out of the area, so we don't expect any further delays. Should get that game in. All right, we'll step away and come back and wrap up Sports Talk next here on WWL. All right, file this under the woke. The Rays and Yankees to use game coverage to spread awareness of gun violence, on gun violence. Not a word mentioned about Chicago. Not one. Not one word mentioned of what's going on in this city in New Orleans. Gun violence. Okay. Do you, Yankees, Rays, MLB? All these professional athletes and these professional organizations want to get involved in every little thing here in the States, but won't at all talk about what's going on in Taiwan, in Hong Kong, not Hong Kong, with the Uyghur Muslims. They won't talk about that. They won't talk about the idea that there's slave labor going on, all kinds of genocide going on with the Uyghur Muslims. Won't do that. But they'll weigh in on all kinds of political issues over here, but ignore their partnerships, the NBA in particular, overseas in China. But, of course, why would they? Why would you expect them to do anything otherwise? The League of Hypocrites is going to hypocrite. Just the way it goes. Charlie Long at Master Control, what is on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text lines?
We have a texter that texted in and said, we dodged a bullet with Watson.
Maybe, but this is a civil suit. A grand jury has met twice. No criminal charges. Why is that? You got to ask yourself that question. It's fair. I don't think they dodged a bullet per se as much as they might have dodged a small headache. And in civil suits, I'm not demeaning any of these alleged victims. But the burden of proof is much lower in a civil suit than it is a criminal suit. You're not required to prove as much. Anything else, Charlie?
I actually have a tweet that I thought of when we were talking about the AFC versus the NFC quarterbacks. There's a tweet that came out a while back. I think after the Russell Wilson trade to Denver, from John Boyce of SB Nation. He had a really, really funny tweet saying that Derek Carr should be by far the best quarterback ever to be the worst quarterback in his own division.
Well, I think Derek Carr gets a bad rap. I think, did you see what he did to the Saints a couple years ago?
Do you put him over any of the other quarterbacks in that division?
No. Well, let's see. Mahomes, Herbert.
And Wilson.
Russell Wilson. The answer is no.
Yeah. So that's like, but I was thinking about that. He's a really good quarterback. Like,
but he's not elite.
He's a top half quarterback. Like, he's a top 15 quarterback. Maybe even potentially argue for top 10. You need to see him take a step this year with all the weapons that they went out and got for him. But he's still the worst quarterback in that division, and that's just kind of funny to me.
But that's saying a lot about how good that. How good the quarterbacks are in that division.
Absolutely.
Trevor Lawrence, he makes it or not, Charlie?
Ooh. Off of his rookie season, I'm not going to give up on him. Like after a rookie year,
he had a mess of a head coach. I mean,
exactly.
Urban Meyer didn't do anything; got fired.
Have you heard what he said about like having moved on from Urban Meyer? Doug Peterson's their new head coach. He's just like, man, it's actually great to have someone that knows what they're doing.
Yeah, you weren't with us last year when Urban Meyer
was not hired.
I called it from the beginning. I said he's not going to make it to midseason, and he didn't. Everywhere you went with Urban Meyer, everywhere you went, there was always controversy. Ohio State, Utah, there was always controversy. And he quit everywhere he went. Florida as well. Quit. Oh, my health. That's because Aaron Hernandez was on that team, and I didn't want to be caught with a guy that, was, a criminal. What a joke Urban Meyer is. I think that Trevor Lawrence is going to have big-time success under Doug Peterson. Look what Nick Foles did. Do you think Nick Foles is better than Trevor Lawrence? No. No. But look what Nick Foles did. Won a Super Bowl with him. Won a Super Bowl MVP.
Nick Foles is living the dream, man. He won a Super Bowl MVP, and now he's just chilling on the benches all across the league. He's hopping from team to team, still making millions of dollars as he kind of ages out of the NFL. Yeah, that's the dream.
You know who's got living the dream? Not just Nick Foles. Chase Daniel. Chase Daniel.
Who was that backup? Oh, shoot.
He's
I'm going
to have
to look it up.
He used to be the backup for
the Saints.
There was
one backup specifically. Was it Josh McCown, who was like 40 years old, and he was still a backup in the NFL?
Yeah, Luke McCown here in New Orleans.
Yeah.
But look at Chase Daniel. Look at the money he's made as a backup quarterback in the NFL since 2009.
Living the dream.
Making piles of money. And not getting injured, not going in the game. And he's making – I think Chase is going to end up being a coach one day. I think he's going to be an NFL head coach. He reminds me a lot of Doug Peterson. Doug Peterson's better as a player, as a quarterback, but similar. You know what I'm disappointed by?
What's that?
I'm disappointed by the NFL did not make one statement, not one story – on the mass shooting at Uvalde. Not one at Robb Elementary. Not one story on their website. Not one. That's really disappointing.
It's when peculiar.
That horrific and tragic incident, and then now the timeline. Like, I think that kind of news permeates throughout the entire media, whether you're sports or mainstream media. It permeates. That stuff you can't ignore. And as the NFL, I don't care how small town Uvalde was, I saw a guy walking around after the aftermath wearing a cowboy shirt. So the footprint's there for the NFL, and you ignored it. The NFL ignored it. They missed an opportunity. And I think it shows you where the NFL really cares, what they really care about. And where their agenda lies. Think about that. They spent a lot of time talking about BLM, promoting that, but they can't talk about 19, 8, 9, and 10-year-olds getting gunned down and killed in a school? The NFL ought to be ashamed of themselves. This is where when you mix the wrong politics, you get it wrong. And the NFL got it wrong. Not a word about the horrific massacre in Uvalde, Texas. Not a story on their website about it. Not even a, how do the players react to hearing this on Twitter? Not one story about 19, 8, 9, and 10-year-old victims of a horrific crime. Shame on the NFL. Shame on them. They interject in so many other issues around this country, but not that. Why not? Why not, NFL? I'll answer the question because you're scared. You're scared. And you want to pander to the woke agenda, not the real life agenda that's going on in this country in Uvalde, Texas, where third and fourth graders were gunned down. Nope. Not a word. No, not important. It's disgusting. Really disgusting. All right, go Tigers. I want to thank Charlie Long and Master Control, Steve Geller, and our operations brand manager, Diane Newman. Semper Fi, I'm out.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.